Alabama recalls Let's Go, Brandon license plate due to objectionable language. By Warner Todd Houston on February 28, 2022. An Alabama man was surprised by the state of Alabama's move to recall his Let's Go Brandon license plate because the state belatedly deemed it objectionable. Oneonta gun store owner Nathan Kirk said that he intends to sue the state of Alabama for violating his First Amendment rights to keep the plate marked LGBFJB, according to Al.com. Nothing about it is right, Kirk said of the state's decision. Someone at Montgomery, I'm assuming, doesn't like it. And now they're throwing a fit, Kirk said of the state government in Alabama's capital. Courtney Kirk, to whom the plates are registered, received a letter from the state alerting her that she has 10 days to surrender the plate for a replacement as the plate had been revoked. The Alabama Department of Revenue Motor Vehicle Division has determined the above-referenced license plate contains objectionable language which is considered by the department to be offensive to the peace and dignity of the state of Alabama, the letter read. The letter added that it could not be renewed, and Kirk would get a replacement plate at no charge. The phrase, "Let's go, Brandon," went national in October after NBC Sports reporter Kelly Stavast falsely claimed that a crowd of NASCAR fans was chanting "Let's go, Brandon" following a victory by driver Brandon Brown. But video of the chanting clearly shows they were shouting, "Fuck Joe Biden." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.